Welcome to a podcast from the edge. I'm absolutely fine, but mini.
5 minutes broadcast live from the edge, the brink, the overwhelm, the vortex slips into your feed every Friday.
Not that Friday feeling, but rather all the fucking feelings.
All the fucking feelings. Just to let you know that this week is nearly over and there's only one more week to go before you have to get through the next week.
Oh God, here we go.
Here we go.
Hi everyone, I'm Emily and I'm absolutely fine, but I'm actually coming to you from the floor of Annabelle's house. And the reason I'm on the floor is because Annabelle is on the floor and refusing to move. So the only way to record is to join her on the ground. How are you, Annabelle?
Well, I'm lying on the floor because I feel completely defeated. I'm lying on the floor by the radiator. This morning, that fucking enormous criminal cat murdered a rat and ripped its face off. And that was it for me. I had to lie on the floor. And then even worse than that, Emily the Magnificent, appeared and disposed of the rat, smiling all the time, even when its nose flew off and its entrails flew out. What's wrong with her? And now I feel even worse about myself. And I have to go to a party tonight that starts at 10 p.m.
I mean, that is like a criminal offence.
I don't understand.
How is that possible?
I know.
I mean, I think people go a bit mad in party season, don't they? They just sort of think, oh, we've got to just gather everybody together. 10 o'clock on a Monday suddenly seems like a kind of rational, sensible part of one's diary.
That's a reasonable plan. And also parties.
But also parties.
There's so much. This is really joyless. Apologies in advance. We have so much to be grateful for. I'm sorry. But parties, there is quite a lot to dread.
Oh, well, including someone asking you at a party, what are you grateful for?
Well, this is the thing. You know, sometimes people go around and they say, everyone should say what they're grateful for, yes, or tell us a fun fact about yourself, or once, memorably, tell us a secret about yourself that no one else knows. Why would I do that?
Why would anybody do that?
Surely... I just sort of went all watery and went, well, I don't really have any secrets. Yes, I fucking do. And I'm not sharing them with these people right now.
So many secrets.
Or what happens at Christmas is people will say, so tell me about your year.
I know, that is such a tough conversation as well, because you feel like you kind of should have a kind of prepared list of highlights, like some kind of mad PowerPoint person. Well, let me show you the presentation of my brilliant year.
Like an American.
Yes, exactly.
But I mean, I'm always tempted to just go, no, but that's a bit too rude. It's like when someone says, I've started it, when someone says, so tell me about yourself, I go, no. The sensible response would be to say something, I suppose, like, so what would you like to know? This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
Okay, serious question. How many times have you been out recently? Actually, you know, scratch that. How many times have you woken up the day you were supposed to go out and felt flooded with dread? How long have you spent praying that the other person will cancel so you don't have to?
And yet, just as we're avoiding people, so many of us feel really lonely and more tired than ever, particularly now the days are getting a bit longer and you think, how am I going to have the energy to go out into the world?
Our social batteries are very flat at the moment, and that can make us feel isolated, which can lead to trouble. And in my experience, therapy has helped me track my best energy sources and helped me better identify what leaves me feeling depleted.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try?
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/midult. That's better, HELP.com/midult.
BetterHelp, because sometimes the best thing to do is acknowledge that we are not, in fact, absolutely fine.
Yes. Or what about sort of flipping it back and is it, well, gosh, while I think about that, why don't you tell me about yourself? Because clearly that's what they want to say. Nobody who's had a bad year is going to go, oh, I really want an update. Unless you go, I've had a fucking terrible year. Tell me about your terrible year, which actually would
and
be quite a good way.
And then they can't say, I got a knighthood and won the lottery or whatever it fucking might be.
They have to go, well, I cried nearly every single day. I hurt my back while sleeping.
The other thing about parties, I can't get warm this year. I'm just really cold. Any kind of weather now feels like an insurmountable problem, particularly for me, rain. Emily just said to me, cruelly, you have a disproportionate reaction to rain.
Honestly, I think rain factors so highly in your kind of assessment of the way that your day is going to go.
You are correct.
It is literally like any chance of rain will kind of throw you off completely.
I completely will rearrange my day. And likewise, you...
With wind.
You don't like wind, do you, Emily?
I don't like wind. Wind is my worst weather.
It makes you feel mad, doesn't it?
It does actually make me feel
mad.
Does
it feel like it's windy in your brain?
Yes, I think it's windy in my brain. You know I don't like... God, honestly, we're going so granular, guys. You know I don't like the sound of air conditioning.
No, or fans of any kind.
Or fans blowing in my face. Yeah. Like, I think it messes with my brain in that way. In a kind of really uncomfortable kind of... I guess I could just only hear that. So exciting. Maybe I'll take this to my fun fact about you. I don't like wind.
Yeah, we spent about 5 minutes before we started recording trying to think about fun facts about each other. And we couldn't. They just proved that we were in some way, you know.
But also, maybe if you bore someone to death with that question, they'll never ask it again. We're doing someone a favour. I could just talk about my cold water swimming.
Yes. Give them a really unfun fact.
Wow.
And I could talk about my cat.
You could talk about your rat. God, your rat is quite fun.
That places us firmly in like menopausal woman territory, doesn't it? Cold water swimming and my cat.
The other thing about parties that I still haven't managed to kind of, after all these years, is how to spend as little possible time there while still making a meaningful impact on the person who's invited you. I would genuinely only like to stay an hour anywhere.
I don't understand your problem with this because I can do a party in 7 to 9 minutes.
Yes, but I don't think that's enough for me, as in to have kind of absorbed, but I don't want to do more than an hour.
It's not enough for anyone.
No,
it's
exactly.
Like, it's like a very mean-spirited response to a duty call. No one's saying that it's, you know, exemplary party behaviour. Just go, wave your face in front of the host to prove that you showed up and then fuck off again.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe I'll try that.
But you're saying you have trouble getting away in under 2 hours.
Yes. I would like an hour. I think an hour on the dot. Like, I'm turning up between 9 and 10. Boom.
Well, that can be your intention for next year.
Yes.
Is not to stay anywhere you don't want to be for longer than an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite a good challenge.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, something good's come out of this terrible, privileged, moaning, whining, lying on the floor podcast. Happy weekend, everybody.
Bye.